Hey, sisters, welcome to the Open Door Sisterhood podcast. We are your hosts, Alexandra Kirkendall and Krista Gilbert, and we are just so thankful that you've decided to join us today. Our shows are relatable, practical, and fun, and we hope that through listening, you will be inspired to take that next step, to do that hard thing, and to encourage your family and friends to do the same, so that we all may be world changers for good right where we are. You can find the show notes at theopendoorsisterhood.com/podcast, and please subscribe to us on iTunes so we can spend this time with you every week. Now let's get to today's show.
This is the first of a six-week series for moms, a live chat that we're having here through Zoom on surviving summer. It's the Summer Survival Guide, and I am Alex Kirkendall. And I'm being joined by Krista Gilbert and all of you, and we're so excited to have you join us. Before we get started, I want you to know where we are speaking from. Krista and I are both moms. We both work from home, and the majority of our kids are in school during the school year. So summer feels like a different rhythm for us, and we're thinking that might be the same for you if you are logging in on this topic. My kids, I have four kids, and they are ages 13, 11, 6, and 4. So my four-year-old is still home with me during the day, and during the school year, she watches a lot of TV, so I can get stuff done, but she is still with me. And so summer, she's really excited because her sisters are home with us. It's way more fun. Krista, why don't you tell us about your kids?
So I actually have a little bit older kids than Alex. So my oldest is 17, and then I have a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So I'm right in those school age middle years.
And I mentioned that we are broadcasting live right now because we want to get some comments and feedback from people who are logging in, but we are recording this as well so that if you want to watch it later or you want to share it with some friends or your mom's group, your Facebook friends, we will have a recording up later. We also are going to turn this into a podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it if you just want to put your earbuds in and clean your house. You may be listening to us that way, and if so, we're excited. This is the first of 6 weeks, so today we are talking about scheduling your summer. This is going to be a broad overview of how to approach summer. We are both moms that want to live with intention. And I will tell you that Krista is really, really good at that.
The Open Door Sisterhood podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment.
And then I don't make a plan. And when I don't have a plan, life just takes over and things happen. And
come back often and feel free to add us really to your
so
favorites.
We're going to be talking
iTunes.
About
you can
planning
also
out
follow
the
us
summer.
On Instagram.
And part of the reason is the because I have memories of last summer. Now,
all
last summer I was finishing
notes.
Up a book.
Now let's get into
so
the show.
So that meant I had a lot more work
Kirkendall and Krista
to
Gilbert.
Do than I do this summer looking ahead. But at the end of the summer, I felt like there were some things that I wish I had done differently. The first thing that comes to mind is it was the first summer my oldest daughter had a phone. And we had managed her phone pretty well during the school year. She got it during the school year. So it was our first time where she had all of this extra time and access to her phone. And I really wish that I had put some more limitations on that. We know that screen time is a big issue. So we will be talking about that in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a special guest join us. And we're going to be covering some specific topics over the next few weeks. So just know that today is kind of a broad overview, and tune in if you want to hear things like how to manage screen time, how to manage siblings, how to manage your own health during the summer months when things are different than they are the rest of the year. If you are logging in live right now, there is a chat feature at the bottom of your screen. And the chat feature is a way that you can participate in the conversation. So if you have a comment, if you agree, if you have a question, type it in there and Krista will be able to see it and will bring us into the conversation. We also are giving away two copies of Krista's book, Reclaiming Home, A Family's Guide for Life, Love, and Legacy. And she even talks about summer planning in there. So we're giving away two copies of that. And the way that you qualify to win those is by participating in the chat. So just pop an idea, a question, a reaction, and you will be entered to win one of those copies. Okay. I think we're good to go. Let's start talking. Krista, summer scheduling.
Well, I think before we get into ideas and specifics, we really need to start with just a broad idea of where we're headed, a broad perspective. What is our summer looking like as a whole? And the best way to do that is to really take all of your weeks of summer, which it is crazy when it comes down to it, how few weeks we actually have, especially if you have kids that are my kids' ages, because sports begin in August. And so really the available weeks that we have in June and July are our main time to fit things in because of all of our commitments in August. So the first thing we're going to do, and we're going to make this kind of fun, and Alex and I are going to walk, I'm going to walk Alex through the exercise, and hopefully you as well. So if you don't have the principle that I sent you on email, if you're subscribed to the Summer Survival email list, then you should have received this morning. But if not, just grab a piece of paper right now and a pen so that you can walk through this exercise with us. So let's first take a look at the required or pre-scheduled events that you have. So let's not even look at a calendar right now. Just get out a piece of paper. So Alex, tell me what you have going on this summer that is required or pre-scheduled, that's already set.
So the big things are we have 2 week-long trips. One is just with my family that I live with. That's happening in a few weeks in June. And then one is with our extended family, and that's happening in August. We have a 4-day camping trip that we do with a bunch of families from school that one dad organizes in January because we have to reserve all of our camping spots. So that's helpful because he gets it on our calendar. So that's been on the calendar since January. And then I have a work deadline that I have to work around. So that doesn't impact my whole family, but in a way it does because I need to prioritize that. And that's in mid-July.
Okay, so those are your main things. Now, for those of you that are going through this with us, I want you, we're not doing anything on the calendar with these yet. We are just, of course, you probably already have them on the calendar, but those are, we just want to list what those are because those are set in stone. Let's take a poll right now. I would like to hear from all of you on what are your non-negotiables already on your schedule? So go ahead and you'll see on the poll, you just click whichever one is already on your schedule. We've got vacation, trips away from home, camp and activities for the kids, work, someone has to pay the bills, one-time events like weddings, concerts, etc., and other, and you can write in the comments what they are. So go ahead and vote on that. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Okay, it looks like there's kind of a mix on what everyone has, but I would say vacations and also like weddings and events seems to be the predominant theme there. The next thing we're going to look at as we talk about how to spend our summer is the memory makers. So we find often that we just go throughout, if we don't plan ahead, the days just kind of pass us by. And my daughter is 17, and so I think this is a reality for me right now. I feel often like time is like sand slipping through my fingers. And if we take a step back and we can say, you know, summer is one of those times where we have the opportunity to truly invest in our kids and soak up that time that we have with them, we don't want to just let that pass by and not be intentional about that time. This is like the prime opportunity. So I make a lot of people mad, meaning coaches and whatnot, because I'm super protective of our summer schedule because I'm telling you, we're in club sports.
Club sports will take your entire year. They will. And I don't mean to do a we, they, you know, because we're totally a part of it. We are in it. We are committed. But when it comes to summer, I'm very protective. So that gets me to the next little category, which is memory makers. What are the memory makers that we want to put on the calendar that are really important to us personally? And this isn't even what the kids want. This is what we want. So an example of that would be if I really want to do a camping trip, or I want to go pick strawberries and make jam with my kids, or I want to, you know, spend lake days with them. If we live in an area where there's literally lakes every like 15 miles. So, you know, do I want to really make those memories and block out that time? So Alex, what do you have? What are some things that you want on your calendar that are the memory makers?
So I wrote down cousin time. So we have a whole bunch of cousins that live within a half an hour drive from us, but we also have a cousin that lives in Seattle, so a 2.5 hour flight from us. So I put on my schedule months ago that that particular cousin was going to come out for a week, and he's coming out next week. We try to do that every summer. But the other cousins are ones that we don't necessarily schedule time with unless it's a trip. So I want to make that intentional, that time together. And then I also put time with grandparents. It's kind of the same thing. All four of my kids' grandparents live within half an hour drive of us. And it kind of gets to that time ticking away element of our kids are only with us for so many summers, and our grandparents are only going to be with them for so many years. So now's the time for us to make those memories. So that's on my calendar. Oh, well, on my list. I haven't put them on my calendar yet. And then we do have that one camping trip planned because the other dad, our friend, is so organized. But we tend to have the goal of 3 camping trips a summer, but we don't have any others on our calendar yet. So we just have, we need to schedule a couple more.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I love that you mentioned the cousin time. We, which I can talk about later on when we do another topic in our series, but we actually do a cousin camp every summer, and we've been doing it since our kids were tiny, and that has been for sure one of the highlights of my kids' summer, and it's something they remember. It's something that they will always remember. So that's great. Love that. And the grandparents too. Okay, the third thing we want to look at, so you should have a couple of things on your paper written down. You should have the required or pre-scheduled events that you already have on your calendar, and then you should have some of the memory makers that you want to do. And then the third thing we're going to do is kid recommended, and that is where you ask your kids, okay, what do you want to do this summer? Which is so simple, but sometimes we forget to even ask our kids what they want to do and what's important to them. Now, there are going to be some times where you just say, we're doing this. Like, we're doing the family reunion, and they may not, especially if you have teenagers, they may not want to do some things we have on the calendar. We don't want to go backpacking. We don't want to, you know, whatever. But sometimes we don't take the time to ask them what they want to do and what interests them and put those things on the calendar, and then even maybe let some of the other things go that in the past have been important to them and no longer are. So did you ask your kids, what do they want to do this summer, Alex?
Well, so I didn't ask them, so I need to, but I wrote down a few things that I've heard them say that I know they want to do. And one is swimming. So the last few years we've joined a pool, and we decided this summer not to join the pool for a variety of reasons, but partly because I don't want to just automatically do what we've always done. I wanted to mix things up a little bit, and I didn't want to just automatically spend money without really thinking this is a priority for us. So I need to make swimming, even though we don't belong to a pool, a priority. And then also swimming lessons, which the younger two need to take. I want that for them, but they also said they want to take those. And then my 4-year-old, her favorite thing to do is eat. So she always wants to go out to Froyo, which is frozen yogurt where you can put all of the toppings on top. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a year-round desire, but I feel like it's something I want to do just a few times this summer. Like, it's not something we're going to do every day. But those are the kinds of things that she wants and she values, and I should honor that, even though she's just four. I mean, my 14-year-old, 13-year-old has lots of opinions about what she wants to do. And one of our family trips that we're doing, where it's just our nuclear family, we're trying to plan some of the activities around what she would like to do because she's old enough. But I don't want to forget about the four-year-old having a voice in our family too. So that may involve Froyo.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that's a crowd pleaser right there.
That's right.
I think everybody likes that one. Yeah. So we ask our kids, what do you want to do? And this is also a really good time, which we'll get into the life skills later, but this is a really good time to even develop some interests that they have. So if your child is really into soccer, it's a great time for them to do a camp, to do something fun around that. Or if your child is excited about photography, you could look into a lot of the community centers do courses in the summer. You could look into that, and you could even take it with him or her. So this is just a great opportunity that you have to develop even your child's personal interests, or just like Alex said, the froyo, you know, love. This is the froyo obsession, which I think we all have. Okay, so your next step in this is, once you have all of these written down and compiled, your next step is to actually get out your calendar, which I use iCal because I have a Mac, but you may use Google Calendar. Maybe you're just like old school and you do the paper calendar. But you put these on the calendar. You actually take what is on the paper and you place them in, and then, okay, you ready for this? You ready for this one? You do not move them. You do not take them off the calendar. And this is really key, because what happens is we often put, you know, we'll put something on there, but we'll go, oh, that came up and that looks really fun, and we can just move that or bump that off. We'll do that later in the summer. But then later in the summer never comes. So let's say you planned a family camping trip, and then your college roommate calls and says, hey, we're going to be coming through your area during that same time. What do? You don't. It's hard. Those are the dilemmas that we face, and those are real. But the problem is, if you bump the family camping trip, that probably won't get put on somewhere else. And so you say, I'm sorry, we are not in town, even though you could bump the family camping trip. Now, granted, there's flexibility. There's sometimes you may want to flip things around to accommodate, of course. But in general, we are too quick to take family things off the calendar and make family kind of the thing that is sacrificed, instead of making that time the priority. And that our goal is to create family memories this summer. And so we're going to prioritize that and not bump that off the schedule and sacrifice that for other things. One other thing I want to talk about is free time. So I intentionally have days blocked out during the summer for just unscheduled free time. And the reason I do that is because summer can sometimes, and this has happened to me, and that's why I do it, summer can be as busy as the school year, because all of a sudden, you know, the kids are going in all different directions. They're going to friends' houses all the time, or I'm taking them, you know, this place, that place. And we don't have a lot of those down days, those just days where we get a, you know, the lemonade stand, the, you know, hey, let's spontaneously go to Froyo. Okay, Froyo is kind of a theme today, but, you know, or just go on a bike ride. Let's just hop on our bikes and go where we want to go. So I actually intentionally schedule in those unscheduled days as well. So you may want to think about doing that also. Alex, do you have any more thoughts on that? Or let's move into kind of how to structure our days a little bit.
Yeah, let's move on. I'm thinking Kristen and I talk a lot about our kids who have schedules of their own, and that creates a tension within the family because you're trying to schedule the family time within kids' busy schedules. And I'm entering that phase right now with my two oldest and soccer, and even today, like, they had conflicts. There were so many requests of their time that they were getting multiple requests for today, and it's the third day of summer at our house. And so I said no to a last minute optional soccer practice tonight because they're going to go spend the night at their cousin's house. I was prioritizing what we had already planned with our family. But for just a few years ago, my kids were not this busy, and summer just felt like long days after long days, completely wide open. And I still had kids who were taking naps, which is nice because that gives you a break during those long days. But I was having to schedule around naps. So I couldn't just say, you know, we're going to go on an all-day road trip because, I mean, maybe they would nap in the car. But I was potty training, and I couldn't just put my kids in the car all day or be out and about all day. So let's talk about those days that are long, especially if you have little kids at home. I am trying, like I said, I'm trying to recalibrate my summer a little bit so that it looks different. And this week happens to be a week where we don't have a lot planned, even though one of my daughters had three requests for today, compared to some of the other weeks where we already know we're going to be gone or we're going to have guests. So I wanted to start the summer off right and told my girls, okay, this is how we're going to do it. I tend to be the early riser in my house. And so I figured that's when I can get work done, is early in the morning, because I'm still trying to get some work done while they're at home. And I know that I'm going to be fighting screen time all summer. So I said, these are the things I want to happen before screen time is allowed. You can sleep in. You can take as long as you want to get these things done. But the rule is no screen time until they happen. Now, I've already broken this rule, which it's a problem because I'm on right now and I needed them to be quiet. So I'm letting the younger two watch a show. But in general, I'm having some structure to the day of things that they need to attend to. And again, none of them are toddlers, so they can receive some instruction, but everybody has daily chores. And I struggled the most with my four-year-old about what tasks could she do that would really occupy her. And I just have to be okay with them not being done that well too. So I've structured my days a little bit with, here's a list that you can work independently and you can manage your own time. And if you want to stop and play and do that and fit in that free play time, great. But the second you come to me and say, I'm bored or what am I going to do? Then I'm going to point you back to that list and ask, have you fed the dog? Have you unloaded the dishwasher? Have you done your 30 minutes of reading? Whatever it is on your list. And if you haven't done those things, then I would suggest that you do.
Those are great. Those are great tips. What about, Alex, how do you, you know, really the afternoon, especially with toddlers, can tend to be really a struggle. Because mm-hmm. they're getting tired. Maybe they nap. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't fall asleep. And there's more noise in the house too. So what are some ways that people can kind of structure their day a little bit if they have that situation in the afternoon?
Well, I think afternoons tend to be hot here too. So people just are crankier when they're hot. Mm-hmm. So I try to make afternoons downtime on those days when we don't have things scheduled, when we're not out. And so if you have kids who are still napping and you need to be home, then everybody has a little bit of downtime. So that can be reading, and you can set the tone by putting on some quiet music and just letting everybody know we're together, we're up and we're playing all morning. And after lunch, we're going to have an hour and a half of quiet time. And these are the activities, give them options of activities that they can do. So for a toddler, sometimes that's when I allow the movie to be put in, just so they can snuggle on the sofa, they can cool off, they can lie down, often fall asleep if they're not already taking a nap. Or you can look at some books and I'll put on some music, or I'll put out some blocks. And I think putting out toys that aren't out all the time is a helpful summer tool too, to not give your kids access, especially your younger kids, to all the toys all the time, because then when you pull something out, it tends to capture their attention more.
That's great. You know, when my kids were young and, excuse me, I kind of adopted the camp FOB, flat on bunk, philosophy, and around the afternoon time. And I do, you know, giant picture books they could look at if they weren't readers. I would put on an audio book, which often actually really helped. They could just look at the picture books, listen to the audio book at the same time, or songs. And that was great quiet time too. And we will get into more of those ideas as the summer series goes on, some of those specifics. But that kind of, I think that helps even a little bit as moms are starting to set up their days for summer, and they make it pretty long. So Alex, let's review what we did today.
Okay. So we talked about why a plan is important, because if you have a plan, you can be more intentional. And so how do we approach that plan? We think of the big things that are already on our calendars. We put those on, and those are things that can't be moved. Vacations, weddings, those kinds of things. And then we think about what are our priorities, what are the memories we want our kids to have by the end of the summer, and then we actually schedule them. We put them on the calendar, including free days, so that we can have a day to run in the sprinkler, we can have a day to eat popsicles in the backyard, or walk to the park, or go visit our neighbors. Those kind of long summer days that you dream of, but if you're a very scheduled family, don't just happen on their own. And then we ask our kids and we take their opinions into account, remembering that we are still the adults and we still have the ultimate say, and that there may be some non-negotiables in the summer. And we didn't talk about summer school at all, but for some kids that may be a non-negotiable, is that they're having to go to tutoring or summer school. And I would say if that's the case, to try to be very intentional about your kids having free time, because their school year is being continued into the summer. And we want summer to feel like a different pace because our kids are so scheduled. So if summer school is part of that, then I would say be really intentional about blocking off that free time.
Mm-hmm. That's so great. So here's your homework. Your homework is to actually do this exercise. And I would encourage you to do it today because summer is upon us. And if you put it off, then it probably won't happen if you're like me. If I do something right away, then it happens. So I would encourage you to actually do that today. Alex and I are keeping these webinars at half an hour because we know that you don't have a lot of time. In fact, you probably have kids pulling at you right now if you're already in summer. And even if you aren't, you have toddlers. So we have almost reached our half an hour. But before we leave today, I do want to give a couple of books away. So in order to win the books, I'm going to take the comments into consideration on the side. But also, just write one of your summer ideas in the chat section, and I will be giving those away in a minute. Alex, while that's happening, can you talk about the what's up next for next week?
Yes. So next week, we are talking about siblings. Summertime is sibling time, is what I like to say, which that can strike fear into moms. But the truth is, it's a different rhythm for our family, and our kids tend to be together more, especially if they're in school during the year and you're not homeschooling or and they're old enough to be away from the house for the day. So that is a great opportunity to build memories. It's also a time of some extra rub of just being around each other more. And so how do we take that opportunity and maximize it? And how do we help our kids be gracious and gentle with each other when they need some alone time or some time away from their siblings? And then after that, we're going to be talking about technology and summer, because we live in a time where our kids can easily turn to a screen. We have all kinds of screen options at our house. So whether it's an iPad, a phone, a TV, a computer, how do we manage that during these long summer days, especially when it's really tempting? I will speak from my own experience, really tempting to hand somebody a device so that you don't have to listen to whatever they're complaining about. So how do we manage that and limit that?
Awesome. So great. So we are hoping to see all of you next week for the Summer and Siblings webinar, same time, same place. And the winners today of Reclaiming Home, two books, are Julie and Stephanie. So congratulations, Julie and Stephanie. Go ahead and email me your address at Krista@KristaGilbert.com. Again, that's Krista@KristaGilbert.com. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.